Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tug McGraw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tug McGraw. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive towards short. Groat reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball four. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Canizaro to McMillan and they have Flood trapped. The throw over to Cranepool, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball four. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro strikes out. Two outs. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunt for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tolan for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Canizaro hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McGraw strikes out. McCarver drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McGraw out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from McCarver and he is out, Grote applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White is hit by the pitch. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tolan for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gibson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hickman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Canizaro hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. White bunts towards the mound. McGraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McGraw. Boyer moves to second. Darryl Sutherland now pitching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Boyer moves to third. White moves to second. Gordy Richardson now pitching. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 2 in the game. Tolan hits a fly ball towards center field. Lewis fields the ball and throws to home. Canizaro drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Canizaro. Boyer scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. McCarver reaches second base with a double. White scores. Javier moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Javier scores. McCarver moves to third. Gibson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a line drive towards third. Smith catches it and steps on third to double up McCarver. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.